Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap Tuesday's news and notes from the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday's full day of baseball action. So let's get going here on the news and notes from Tuesday. With Anthony Rizzo heading to the IL for at least 2 months, likely 2.5 to 3 months, we get to see Ben Rice get called up by the Yankees, a big prospect for the Yankees. Rice was recalled from AAA to play first base. He was hitting .275 with 15 home runs and 9 stolen bases between AA and AAA this season. Rice brings some nice power and speed to the fantasy landscape and is catcher eligible in most formats, which will be very, very nice. I'm always cautious as prospects aren't hitting great out of the gates this year, but the catcher eligibility makes Rice very pertinent for fantasy as the catching landscape has not been great. Keep an eye on a potential platoon, but for now, he may be worth adding this weekend. Rice hit sixth on Tuesday evening, went 1-for-4 as a right-handed pitcher was starting. We get a couple lefties coming up for the Yankees in the next couple days, so we'll get a feel on Rice's playing time heading into Fab this weekend. Cody Petit of the New York Yankees was placed on the IL with a right tricep strain. Gerrit Cole is returning Wednesday to make the start, which would have been in Petit's spot in the rotation, so kind of a lateral move. Ian Hamilton of the New York Yankees was placed on the IL with a right lat strain. Clayton Andrews, left-handed pitcher, was recalled to add bullpen depth for the Yankees. Mike Clevinger of the Chicago White Sox made a rehab start at AAA on Tuesday. If everything goes well for Clevinger, he could rejoin the White Sox rotation in his next start. Michael Wacha of the Kansas City Royals threw 4 scoreless innings on a Monday rehab start at the Arizona Complex League. Wacha will likely need one more rehab start before returning to the Royals. Ty France of the Seattle Mariners was activated from the IL on Tuesday, a little earlier than some expected. Sebi Zavala returned to AAA. France went 0-for-5 in his return with 3 walks. Surprisingly, Tyler Locklear was kept up by the Mariners, so that could be fun. Could lead to potential platoon with France and Locklear at first base. And with Zavala going back to AAA, Mitch Garver will now be the backup catcher to Cal Raleigh, so Garver will not be DH only for the Mariners. He will have to catch from time to time. Carlos Hernandez of the Kansas City Royals was recalled from AAA to add some bullpen depth for the Royals. Drew Waters was sent back to AAA. With Waters going back to AAA, this could be a sign that Hunter Renfroe is close to returning from his foot injury for the Royals. Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros was placed on the IL with neck discomfort. He's been dealing with the injury for a few days but couldn't shake it, so the IL became necessary for Verlander. There's no word yet on how the Astros will take care of Verlander's rotation spot, but for now they recalled relief pitcher Nick Hernandez for more bullpen depth. Kyle Manzardo, the Cleveland Guardians, was sent back to AAA as Jose Ramirez returned from the paternity list. Manzardo was hitting .207 with 0 home runs over 67 plate appearances with the Guardians. It was inconsistent playing time. It was tough to get probably comfortable for the rookie who was dominating AAA. He'll be back some point this season. It's just even when he was called up, I didn't know where he would play regularly, which made him tough for fantasy. Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays was placed in the IL with a calf strain. He's been dealing with a calf strain for a few days, was day-to-day. In the end, the Blue Jays put him on the IL, and they think it's minor enough that Bichette will just miss the minimum 10 days, but obviously, time will tell. With Bichette heading to the IL, the Jays called up their number 2 prospect, Orelvis Martinez from AAA. Martinez was hitting .260 with 16 home runs at the AAA level. Martinez could stick with the team, but many expect more of an impact in the second half after the Jays become sellers at the trade deadline. Jonah Heim of the Texas Rangers returned from the paternity list on Tuesday, and Sam Huff was sent back to AAA. TJ Friedl of the Cincinnati Reds was out of Tuesday's lineup as he's dealing with a hamstring injury that he suffered on Monday evening. There's a chance that Friedl will need an IL stint, as David Bell said Friedl was having trouble even getting loose on Tuesday, so we'll see where that one leads. David Hamilton was out of Tuesday's lineup as he's dealing with his side injury, and the speculation was that Hamilton would not need to go on the IL. Well, we found out Hamilton probably does not need to go on the IL, as he came in and pinch ran later in the game and immediately stole second base. Willie Abreu of the Boston Red Sox began his rehab assignment at AAA on Tuesday. The plan is for Abreu to play a few games at AAA and hopefully return to the Red Sox later this week. Cooper Criswell of the Boston Red Sox, who has been struggling of late, was sent back to AAA on Tuesday. The Red Sox don't necessarily need a fifth starter for a few times through the rotation, so that could be a reason to send Criswell down and bring him back in when necessary. So we'll see where that one plays out. Chris Martin was activated from the IL to add more bullpen depth for the Red Sox. J.D. Davis was officially DFA'd by the A's on Tuesday. Tyler Nevin was recalled from AAA. The A's made another move. They sent Seth Brown to AAA, and Lawrence Butler was recalled by the A's. Butler started on Tuesday and went 1-for-3 with a double and a run score. Butler was producing at AAA and could be a stream occasionally if the right matchups set up for the Oakland A's. Mike Tauchman of the Chicago Cubs was placed in the IL with a groin strain. It's a grade 2 groin strain, meaning Tauchman will be out for at least a month. With Tauchman out, Pete Crow Armstrong could see more at-bats in center field, and Miles Mastrobioni was recalled from AAA. Alex Kirilloff of the Minnesota Twins was originally being sent back to AAA, but apparently Kirilloff was not honest with the team, and he's been dealing with a back injury. So instead of going to AAA, the Twins placed him on the IL. Mason Wynn of the St. Louis Cardinals was scratched from Tuesday's lineup as he's dealing with an illness. Wynn is considered day-to-day. The Rangers made it official on Tuesday that Mad Max Max Scherzer will make his 2024 debut with the Rangers this Saturday against the Kansas City Royals. I'll be starting Max Scherzer for every start I possibly can. Yordan Alvarez was out of Tuesday's lineup as he's tending to a family matter. The hope around Houston is that Alvarez will return in the next game or two. Alex Lang of the Detroit Tigers is set to undergo surgery on his right lat. His season is likely coming to an end. Jordan Westberg of the Baltimore Orioles left Tuesday's game due to left hip discomfort that he suffered in a collision with Juan Soto. Westberg is currently considered day-to-day. Aaron Judge also left Tuesday's game with the Orioles after being hit on the hand by a pitch. This is a trend, folks. X-rays and a CT scan after the game came back clean, but Judge will undergo more testing and meet with the Yankee surgeon. Gleyber Torres was also hit on the hand later in the game, but he stayed in the game. Knock on wood, things are good there. Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies left Tuesday's game with a hamstring injury. Blackmon will undergo more testing to determine if he must go on the IL. Elias Montero came in and played DH with Blackmon out. That'll be a revolving door. We've seen Goodman DH. We've seen many guys DH for Colorado. So keep an eye on that situation. Jaime Candelario of the Cincinnati Reds was removed from Tuesday's game with general fatigue and tendonitis. Don't hear that one very often. The Candyman has been dealing with tendonitis for some time, and the team is not concerned about Candelario missing a lot of time. Just needs a breather once in a while. Pete Fairbanks of the Tampa Bay Rays was hit by a comebacker on Tuesday late in the game versus the Twins. X-rays returned negative after the game, and for now, Fairbanks is considered day-to-day. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead on Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Etchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Jesus Sanchez went 3-for-5 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. Over the last 16 games, Sanchez is hitting .286 with 3 homers, 7 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Been talking about him as a nice streaming option for right-handed pitching. Marlins got quite a few righties this week. Zach Gelof of the Oakland Athletics has been quite disappointing for fantasy managers this season, but maybe we're seeing a little hope here from Gelof. Gelof went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a stolen base. Nice little combo meal for Gelof. And over the last 16 games, Zach Gelof is hitting .246. We don't expect a big average. .246 is about right. But Gelof has 3 home runs, 7 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases. Currently hitting 9th for the A's, which obviously will hurt his fantasy upside, but if he hits like this, should move up in the order. And then there's Mark Vientos, who I've been in love with since he got regular playing time. I roster him in many places, and I've been recommending others do. Vientos went 3-for-4 with a home run, 3 runs scored, and an RBI on Tuesday. And since June 1st, Mark Vientos is hitting .314 with 3 home runs, 11 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Jonathan Cannon was outstanding for the White Sox against a depleted Astros lineup. Cannon went 8 2/3 with no runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Cannon had 9 whiffs and a 24% CSW on 106 pitches. They tried to give him the shutout, let a couple runners on. They had to go to the bullpen, but excellent outing from Cannon. He's thrown 5 starts now this season for the White Sox, and Cannon has a 3.34 ERA, 3.42 xFIP with 28 strikeouts and 32 1/3 innings pitched. Tobias Myers, this is a guy first time through the run with the Brewers. Things didn't look great. Went back to the minors. Starting to look a little better, folks. It's amazing what young pitchers can do. Or it could just be a blip. We'll see. But on Tuesday night, Myers went 6 1/3, no earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks versus the Angels. Myers had 10 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 90 pitches. And over Myers' last 3 starts, he's thrown 20 1/3 innings, allowing 1 earned run with 15 strikeouts. That'll do, donkey. That'll do. Spencer Schwellenbach of the Atlanta Braves threw 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks with 7 strikeouts versus the Tigers. Schwellenbach had 18 whiffs and an outstanding 34% CSW on 89 pitches. Schwellenbach has now made 4 starts for the Braves. He's allowed 3 earned runs or less in 3 of the 4 starts with 19 Ks and 21 2/3 innings pitched. I was skeptical at first. He's starting to win me over. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday, and we have quite a bit of relief action. Keegan Thompson picked up his first save of the year for the Cubs as they beat the Giants. Alexis Diaz picked up his 16th save of the year as they took down the Pirates. Andrés Muñoz picked up save number 13 against the Guardians. First time we've seen that in a while. Muñoz threw 1 2/3. So again, the long relief type role. Wouldn't be shocked if Ryan Stanek's back in the 9th on Wednesday. Jeff Hoffman picked up his 3rd win of the year for the Phillies as Robert Suarez blew it and picked up his 1st loss for the Padres. Kenley Jansen picked up his 13th save of the year as the Red Sox beat the Jays. Raisel Iglesias saved number 19 as the Braves beat the Tigers. Johan Duran picked up his 3rd win of the year for the Twins as they took down Pete Fairbanks, who got his 3rd loss. Edwin Diaz saved number 7 as the Mets beat Texas, and that's 2 saves since Diaz returned from the IL. Kirby Yates picked up his 1st loss in that game. John Brebbia picked up his 2nd save of the year as the White Sox beat Houston. Brebbia with the 1-out save behind Cannon. Evan Phillips picked up his 11th save of the year versus the Rockies. Trevor Megill came in, and thanks to a robbery by Sal Frelick of a Taylor Ward 3-run homer, Megill picked up his 14th save of the year against the Angels. And Mason Miller saved number 13 as the A's beat the Royals. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Wednesday's action on the diamond. You got 6 day games, which means you have 9 evening games. When it comes to DFS, you have an 8-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching, a lot of good pitching overall the entire day, but Cole Reagan's at the A's, Joe Ryan versus Tampa Bay, Garrett Crochet versus Houston. If you want some discount plays, Sean Manaea against Texas. Texas, one of the worst offenses in baseball over the last month. And then Hunter Brown versus the White Sox. Brown's still far too cheap for the way he's pitching. Some bats I'm looking at: Dodgers versus Ryan Feltner, Mets versus Andrew Heaney, Jays versus Brian Bello, who's just been a mess, Colorado versus Bobby Miller making his return, and Milwaukee versus Tyler Anderson. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. Again, lots of great pitching. We get Tarik Skubal versus Ronaldo Lopez in Atlanta. That's a doozy. Hunter Green versus Mitch Keller. Both pitchers have been pitching very well of late. Brian Woo versus Tanner Bibee, two of the better pitchers that are kind of under the radar, it feels like, in baseball. Brian Bello versus Kevin Gausman's AL East battle. Bello's been a mess. Gausman's getting the job done, but not in Gausman-like fashion. So that should be a fun one. Taj Bradley versus Joe Ryan. Hunter Brown versus Garrett Crochet is must-see TV. And then Bobby Miller makes his return in Coors Field. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus. Gets you Nick's Weekend Fab podcast. Gets you projections and so much more. So go check it out, PL Plus, PL Pro. Come join the cause and have some fun. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch podcast, Wednesday, June 19th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.